Nicole Brown, Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Date of birth is 6-2-1983. This is for date of service 7-25-2023. Mrs. Brown is a 40-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management and type 2 diabetes management. She also has a history of a total hysterectomy. She also has a history of obesity and irregular menstrual cycle. She is currently on Synthroid 325 micrograms once daily. She was previously on Cytomel as well, however, she's currently not taking this. She reports dry skin, fatigue, weight changes, hair loss, mood swings, troubled swallowing, and she has a history of a multinodular goiter as well. She denies any polyuropathy or polyphagia. She reports difficulty losing weight. She had a hysterectomy in August of 2022. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes. The patient states that she failed Ozempic, Rybelsus, and metformin due to GI side effects, and therefore I will switch her and try her on Mounjaro 2.5 milligrams once weekly and continue the Actos 15 milligrams once daily. I coached the patient about her diet and to avoid large meals and to maintain a low glycemic index diet. Next number for her multinodular goiter, she has a dominant nodule measuring about 1.1 centimeters. This was not specified on the last thyroid ultrasound, which was done on May 25th, 2023. Her next thyroid ultrasound will be due in May of 2024. Next number, for her hypothyroidism, I am recommending for her to take Synthroid 325 micrograms Monday through Friday, and 300 micrograms Saturday and Sunday. We will plan on rechecking a thyroid function panel in 6 to 8 weeks. The reason I am adjusting her dose is because she was noted to have an elevated free T4 level of 2.0 in the setting of a TSH of 0.01 on 5/9/2023, which the patient states is the last time she had blood work done. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.